Ted Turner and Daniel Shore. Doesn't sound like a likely match, does it? The Mouth of the South, as Ted Turner was called, and Murrow Boy, Dan Shore. One was on President Nixon's enemies list when he covered the Watergate investigations for CBS. The other made some of his own worst enemies with, well, let's put it this way, intemperate remarks. That the first major editorial hire that Ted Turner made at CNN, before the network even signed on 40 years ago, June 1, 1980, was Daniel Shore.
You taped yesterday, Shore asked the president why he is refusing to debate John Anderson.
What is the Anderson threat? Is it the fear that he may rob both you and Reagan of the margin of victory and throw this election into the House?
I mean, I don't look on it as a particular threat, although...
The voice of then-President Jimmy Carter, of course, speaking with Dan Shore, whose own voice would later become such a fixture on this and other NPR programs when he was NPR senior news analyst. Lisa Napoli tells the story of Dan Shore's hire, among many others, in her new book, Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. She joins us now from Boca Raton, Florida. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
In fact, you've got a copy of that one-page contract they signed. Well, tell us the story.
I fished it out of the Library of Congress from Daniel Shore's papers. Yes. Just imagine Dan Shore in Las Vegas walking into a hotel suite in which Ted Turner sat with a lady friend. Dan said to him, look, I will not do something I don't want to do. I need it written into my contract that I don't have to do any promotions, that I don't have to say anything I don't want to say. He'd had this contentious problem with CBS, so he didn't want to repeat, and he didn't trust Ted. So he went downstairs and wrote out by hand his contract, and it said, I will not have to say anything I don't want to. And Ted said, no problem, and signed it, and the rest is history. He was the first employee.
CNN almost didn't get on that June 1st, didn't it?
There were so many obstacles. A satellite went missing. Ted went missing at sea.
He was a big sailor, former America's Cup sailor.
A famous yachtsman, yes. He couldn't necessarily raise the money that was necessary. And people just didn't believe that he could pull it off. But Dan gave him a legitimate leg in the game, so to speak, at a time when people just didn't believe, Scott, that anybody would want to watch 24-hour news.
They both have a secure place in broadcast history, don't they? Whatever their differences were at one point.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, Dan had had an amazing career up until that point, as you say, one of Murrow's boys.
Murrow boy, of course, the phrase for people that Edward R. Murrow hired at CBS.
Yes, in fact, Murrow had personally asked Dan Shore to join his team. And Dan really wanted to go work for the New York Times, but the New York Times wouldn't hire him.
Because he was Jewish.
Because he was Jewish. He found out years later. Yep. And Ted was Ted. He changed broadcasting. He flipped the switch on 24-hour television before he did on 24-hour news and storied and crazy business career after that. So yeah, it worked out for both of them.
What drove them apart, ultimately?
Well, basically, that document that Dan ginned up by hand in the Las Vegas hotel had guided their relationship for several years. And then as management changed, they resented the idea that Dan would be able to refuse assignments. And at one point, and this is very interesting considering our landscape now, they tried to sit Dan next to a former politician as a news analyst. And Dan was so disgusted by the concept that a politician would be considered a news analyst that he refused to do it. And there were, you know, rumblings and, as I say, management changes. And so when Dan's contract came up, they basically just said, you know, this isn't acceptable to us anymore. So the thing that got him in the door in the first place, as is often the case with startups, vanished as time went on.
There's a story Dan told me years ago, you know, after they'd broken up, if you please, and he hadn't seen Ted Turner for years, and it was at some function, might have been a White House Correspondents' Dinner, and he said Ted Turner came over to him, grabbed his hand, and said, Dan, remind me now, am I mad at you or are you mad at me?
Yes, I've heard that. It's pretty great, you know, when titans can mend fences and, you know, put past grudges behind them. You know, it did work out for both of them. And, you know, CNN launched many a career, relaunched Dan's career, and changed the world for better or worse, depending on how you feel about listening to news all the time. But yes, I loved imagining their interactions, and I sure wish I could have seen them myself.
Lisa Napoli's new book is up all night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.